This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever since my dad died, I'm going to blame you on this, Tammy.
Wow.
Ever since my dad died, I have been looking for signs from beyond. I never was a big believer in that. Tammy got me into it after that. And so there you go. I always look for signs, whether it's a dime, whether it's a cardinal appearing, anything that signifies something from beyond.
Yes.
This is a stretch. I'm walking my dog, Roger, and my friend Sam and I are in a really cool shoe store called the Coolest Shoes in California. I mean, right there in the name,
sure.
Right? And in the window, I mean, just catches my eye, these beautiful white shoes.
Like white shoes, like in Christmas Vacation, or...
like Eddie's? No. No, they're the OC, the On Cloud, very comfortable. I have a couple pair of them anyway.
Like sneakers?
Yeah. Okay. But dress sneakers.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
A lot of guys now wear dress sneakers with suits or dress pants, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And they catch my eye. So I walk in there. Remember, I'm walking my dog, Roger the puppy. And I look at these shoes and I'm like, oh, wow, these are really nice. They're kind of spendy, but they're super nice. And again, those specific shoes are the reason I stopped. They caught my eye.
Yes.
I look at the shoes and written on the side, it says Roger on them.
Oh.
So I'm like, this is a sign.
Sure it is. Roger the shoes.
Right. He's in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
These specific shoes catch my eye. They're called Roger.
Yeah.
I have to have these shoes.
Yes.
It's a sign, Tammy.
Yes.
This was you speaking to me. You popped up, a figure of you popped up on my shoulder. Psh, it's a sign.
Yeah.
Do it. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the shoes. Love the shoes. Get compliments on the shoes. You yourself have complimented the shoes.
They're sharp.
I am such an idiot. I'm walking out of the office yesterday, and one of our coworkers looks at me. By the way, I should say he's a tennis fanatic.
Okay.
He's always watching tennis at his desk. Who does that?
Mm-hmm. Like, where tennis fanatic,
find,
I guess.
Where do you even find 24/7 tennis footage? Anyway, he's walking by, and he goes, bro, awesome shoes. I'm like, yeah, thank you. I'm really excited about them. And then he says, I didn't know you were a Roger Federer fan. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He goes, those are Roger Federer shoes.
And I'm like,
Roger Federer, the best tennis player of all time, men. And I'm like, oh, that would make sense.
Yes.
Because I did some research.
He would have tennis shoes,
Well, guess what? I did some research. He also owns the company. He's got a 40% stake in the company. So it turns out, in this case, while I still am welcoming signs into my life, in this case, it wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't Roger the puppy saying, you really need the Roger shoes.
These shoes weren't made for my dog. Made for Roger. Still great shoes.
Yeah, they look good.
Thank you. But Roger, by the way, if you're in the market for shoes, I recommend Roger Federer's company, OC On Cloud. They're very comfortable shoes. Tennis, dress sneakers. Why am I like this? Why can't I be intelligent for one second?
Come on. It's funny. It's funny. And
this is a sign from the shoe gods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Okay, John. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. I woke up this morning. I thought my gardener had come overnight. All the leaves in my front yard are gone. I'm like, what happened? I didn't hear.
They're on my deck.
Right? Man, the wind has finally hit the coast.
Yeah, wind gusts are expected to reach up to 65 miles per hour before tapering off later tonight. Right now, almost 47,000 people are without power. Ramona, oh my gosh, I didn't even want to talk about poor Ramona. They're really feeling it. But all across the county, power shutoffs because of the risk of fires with those power lines around. And we had two fires yesterday, one in Ramona. Thank goodness they knocked that one down quickly. And one near the border where, unfortunately, two firefighters were injured. So, you know, we just have to be super diligent and super aware. Also, school closings again today. Alpine Union, Dehesa, Hamul Del Zura Union, Julian Union Elementary and High School, Mountain Empire, Spencer Valley, Warner Unified School Districts, as well as Barona Indian Charter School and Vivian Banks Charter School are closed today.
You gave me such a flashback just now, Tammy. When Tam and I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, that's where we came from before we moved here. In the winter, every once in a while, there would be a huge storm and there would be many, many, many school closings. And when that happened, our show was done. Everything we had planned was over. And all we had to do was announce school closings.
Yeah, because they would come, you know, in waves and kids would sit and wait and wait and wait to see if their schools were closed. And it was always the poor kids of Madison schools that were so frustrated because they never closed,
right,
but everyone else did. How come Verona has to go?
I know.
Verona gets out of school, but we still have to go.
And I have to be honest with you. I thought when we moved from Madison, Wisconsin, one of the coldest, snowiest cities in America, that we would never have to do school closings in the winter again due to weather conditions.
Yep.
But there you go. Wind has done it this time. I guess I just got nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd miss school closings,
yeah,
but it just reminded me of a time a long time ago. Anyway, enjoy your day off, kids. And as my father, I told you this yesterday, as my father would say, do something productive with your day off. What do you think my dad just hated? Like idle teenagers.
Idle hands are the devil's work, is what my mother-in-law always said.
It would drive him crazy. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I used to work for the city where my parents lived, and I was part-time, and I worked outside mowing boulevards, picking up roadkill, really, you know, really sexy stuff. So when it was bad weather, I had the choice of going in and pushing a broom in the shop all day or staying home, a.k.a. not getting paid.
Yeah.
So I chose that option the first day. Ah, yeah, that went well with my dad. Oh. He comes down. Why are you home? It's raining.
Uh-huh.
And it's raining. There's nothing, you get the day off when it rains? Yes. Do you have the option to go in and still get paid? Yes. Why are you home?
Well, you can take a paycheck, John.
And now,
it
makes sense. But,
yes, because now you're much more of an adult than you were at that time. You can understand it now.
Because I don't want to push a broom.
You would say the same things to your daughters.
Of course I would. 833-287-1037. How about you call up right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge? 5 pop culture questions, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. Either way, you're going to go see Keith Urban when he comes to Southern California next summer. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Call now. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy, all the hats that she wears here on the show, one of the biggest and most important one is Tam, the scam buster, always on the lookout for people getting screwed over.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought you would be the victim of a scam, but
I know.
You have been.
The scam buster got scammed. I fell for it. I can't believe I did it.
So first of all, you're not out a ton of money or anything, right?
No. So first and foremost, anytime you do shopping online, always use a credit card. Do not use your debit card. Here's why.
Oh.
You have so much more protection with a credit card than you do a debit card.
Go ahead.
And that's what I did. So I was on Instagram and I saw a sale from Grunt Style, which is a clothing company. My neighbor wears it all the time, and they were having this sale, clearance sale, right? And I'm like, I saw a t-shirt I knew he would love. I'm like, I'm going to get that for him for Christmas, right? And it's on sale. And I'm looking through it, and everything is on sale for $3.95. That should have been my clue.
Why?
Because they make quality products and they're not cheap. But I fell for this whole, like, they want to clear out the stuff for the holidays.
Right.
And Fit T-shirt's normally $25. $3.95, you know, whatever. It was enough to pull me in. It totally looked like one of their Instagram sites. And I ended up purchasing a whole bunch of stuff because I'm like, $3.95? Yeah, I get this for my husband. I get this for my friend Don. I'm going to buy this, this. And I'm like all excited that I got such a deal for, like, I spent $110, right? I went to go check my order in the email that I received that my order was placed. And I'm looking at the email and I'm like, this doesn't look very good. The links were kind of weird looking and I clicked on them and sure enough, none of them work. None of the links that were part of it. And nowhere in this email do I see Grunt Style. It's some weird GZXY.com.
So how much money are you out?
So here's the thing. Because I used my credit card, I went to my site and I disputed the charge. And then when they asked why, I said it was a scam company pretending to be another one. I have not received any of the merchandise that they said they would send me. And with a credit card, they'll automatically temporarily put that charge, you know, give you that credit back until they resolve it.
They won't with a debit?
No. Unless the bank is able to get that money back for you, which if it's a scam company, you're out. Don't use a debit card online.
Don't ever use
a debit card.
Because
online.
All I've done is online shopping and all I've used is my debit card. I was so happy because I don't owe anybody money.
Right.
I pay for it right there.
Well, I mean, if you're on a trusted site, you know, that's a little different.
How do you know, though? You thought you were on a trusted site.
And I was shopping through Instagram, and I should have gone to Grunt Style site myself. So my credit card company went in, and clearly this company, which allegedly is out of Los Angeles, they sent me a refund notice. My credit card company said your money is back in, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. If
Tam, the scam buster.
Yeah.
You know, you should be so happy to have someone like Tammy on your radio show right now because she is so concerned about people getting scammed, she's willing to get scammed herself
just to
show you.
Right. I just don't like thievery. I've also heard that there's scams like this where you think it's the company. You'll get the product, but it's poor quality. It's not the actual company. And this may have been that. But because I disputed it, they refunded the money. But
thieves out there. It's just nuts. Beware, especially this time of year. Thank you for that, Tammy. Tam the Scam Buster. You're amazing. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Normal Heights. Say good morning to Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea, how's it going?
Hey, it's good. How are you?
Oh, I'm a mess. I overslept this morning. I've been running around like a man with his head cut off. But thank you for asking. Don't you hate that panicky feeling when you oversleep and say,
Always.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Chelsea, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Chelsea, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Would you do me a favor, fill in the blank from one of my favorite Christmas songs? Elvis Presley isn't going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a blank Christmas.
A blue.
Bob Barker will be turning 101 this weekend. What game show was Barker the longtime host of?
The Price is Right.
In the Christmas song, who does the narrator see kissing Santa Claus under the mistletoe?
Mama. Or Mom.
Monday Night Football this week was the Cowboys versus the Bengals. What city are the Bengals affiliated with?
Cincinnati?
And finally, Jamie Foxx revealed he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke during the filming of his film Back in Action. He said this during his new Netflix special. 20 years ago, Foxx won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of what legendary entertainer?
I have no clue.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Chelsea, what's going on in your life today?
Nothing, just getting to work, living the dream.
Getting to work, living the dream. I love that. I'd ask what the dream is, but that's too detailed. So what's the job?
I work for the city of San Diego.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. I used to be a city worker, Tam.
Yes,
I used to work for the city of Apple Valley, Minnesota, the rough and tumble ghettos of Apple Valley, Minnesota. I worked the streets department. I used to pick up roadkill, Chelsea. Yeah, sexy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. The ladies loved me in that job.
Someone has to do that job, and I respect people who have to do that
job. Hey, man, I love that job. I'm not even going to joke. I loved that job. Great guys, great benefits, great pay. I loved that job. All right, Chelsea did real well. 4 out of 5.
Okay, nice job, Chelsea.
Shall I continue this walk down memory lane, or shall I? Okay. Timmy, fill in the blank. Elvis Presley is not going to have a white Christmas, rather a...
blue Christmas.
Without you. That's right. 1-1. Bob Barker will be turning 101 this weekend. What show is Barker the longtime host of?
The Price is Right.
That's right. Chelsea knew that. 2-2. In the Christmas song, who does the narrator see kissing Santa under the mistletoe?
Mommy.
That's mommy. Chelsea went with mom or mama. I'm going to go ahead and give that to her. 3-3. Monday Night Football this week has the Cowboys up, had the Cowboys up against the Bengals. What city are the Bengals affiliated with?
Cincinnati.
That's right. It's 4-4. And finally, Jamie Foxx revealed that he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke during the filming of his 2023 film Back in Action. 20 years ago, Foxx won the Academy Award for Best Actor for playing what singer?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles in the movie Ray. Chelsea had no idea. The only one she missed. A clean sweep today. 5-4, Chelsea. Unfortunately, no money from Tammy, but we have a great prize for you.
You'll be going to see Keith Urban. His High and Alive World Tour comes to the Intuit Dome in L.A. on July 26th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Chelsea, enjoy that day. Enjoy living the dream. Good for you. And in the meantime, unfortunately for you, I have to have you say this.
I am Chelsea from Normal Heights, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What you just heard is my super friendly, totally docile, wonderful puppy, Roger. Absolutely.
Hey, he's not a puppy anymore. Give him the respect he deserves. He's at least college age by now.
Well, he's 3 years old.
Yeah, so he's college.
That makes him what, an adult? Like, 21?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
Either way.
Yes.
Roger's the best little, friendliest, huggable dog. For whatever reason, when I open up my ironing board, he goes crazy. He's afraid of my ironing board. Why is it that some things legit freak the you-know-what out of pets and other things, no big deal? I mean, it's not the obvious stuff like fireworks.
Yeah, right. Weird things.
Yeah, weird things. 833-287-1037. What is more threatening, after all, than me opening up an ironing board?
So our dog, Sophia, is terrified of helium balloons. And when she had to have her surgery on her legs, both legs, to keep her from walking down the stairs, we went and bought a SpongeBob SquarePants helium balloon and just set it right in the middle of the stairway. She wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Really?
Scared of them.
So not regular blow-up balloons.
No, helium balloons.
I wonder why.
I don't know. They freak her out. The other thing she really hates...
So fun.
And it's having her picture taken. If you... take a picture of her without her really realizing it, she's fine. But if she's very aware and you're trying to zoom in, she gets all freaked out and turns away like you're going to steal her soul. That's what she feels like, I swear to God.
Maybe she does. You know, some cultures do believe that. How about you, Producer Jess? Your dog have some weird thing like he's afraid of that you're like, what? Why? What freaks out over?
My current dog, not really, but my old dog, Max, we couldn't watch anything that had penguins in it.
I love these things.
and you tested Max on different penguin shows?
Well, we started with March of the Penguins.
Great movie.
Remember when that was a big thing?
Great movie. We tried
to watch that as a family. Nope, he was not into it. And then we tried other penguin stuff.
That's great.
I love this.
You know, it's funny, too, with dogs, because probably about half of dogs will pay attention to TVs, and about half have zero interest. They don't want to look at it.
Like my
dog, Sophia, doesn't want anything to do with it. But my best friend, Darcy, her and her daughter's dog, Kona. Kona loves the TV. And certain commercials will come running in to watch them.
Interesting.
But yeah, I love the fact that Max was afraid of penguins or mad at penguins.
I love this entire conversation.
Yeah.
Ironing boards.
Yeah.
Getting your picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Movies about penguins.
Yes.
The weird things that freak our dogs. It's got to be dogs, right? Cats are too smart for this. They don't give a crap.
They wouldn't tell you anything.
Yeah, right.
None of your damn business.
Like I tell you.
Loser.
Why aren't I eating anything right now, loser? Don't you have something to do? 833-287-1037. The weird things that freak our pets out. Why? I love this conversation. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOM. Stephanie is in Hamul. Stephanie, what's the weird thing that just freaks your dog out?
So I have a 176-pound Mastiff. And he, when we first got him, he was afraid of the ceiling fan. And then it turned into the handheld drill whenever my husband's working on things around the house. But sure. The funniest one is whenever we have music playing in the house and the song Can't Touch This by MC Hammer comes on.
Oh my God.
I do a little dance and it is like he goes absolutely berserk. He does not like the MC.
I dance so bad. I want to see that dance so right? badly.
So Stephanie, do you think maybe is your dog afraid of the way you dance or is it the music?
I think it's the way I dance. I think he thinks I'm having a seizure. And so
wow, your dog's a critic.
He just doesn't like it.
This is crazy. Your dog's as big as a small horse.
Yes.
And
well, they're the biggest chickens.
Right. Oh, really?
They totally are.
That's
absolutely. We had a greyhound, Jolie, and her nickname was Audgies because she was afraid of the silliest thing. Like when we got our kitten, Gracie. And she
say her nickname the way it should be said.
Audgies.
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 But that little kitten, she was so terrified of that kitten. When Gracie came walking up to her to snuggle with her on her bed, Jolie got off of her big giant bed and walked over to the little tiny cat bed and laid down and gave her
That's
big bed
hilarious.
To the little kitten because she was so afraid of her. Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
Thank you, Stephanie. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You do the same. Megan in Spring Valley. What's the weird thing that freaks your dog out? You have no explanation as to why.
Okay, so mine, I think, was similar to Jessica's with the penguin. So if my dog Chico sees elephants on the TV, it will go crazy. It barks and jumps at the TV.
Well, I like how he jumps at the TV for the elephants. In real life, you'd be like, okay, you know what? You're fine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pass on through.
That's a really good point. Do you think if Chico ever encountered a real-life elephant, he would be the same, or is it just on TV?
I think he probably actually would be the same.
Emery is 14. Emery's in Vista. What silly thing is your dog afraid of?
So my mom is Hispanic, and she brings out the sandals. And then this dog, she's a Belgian Malinois, and she's super destructive. But when we bring out the sand dog, she just runs away. She's like, nope, I'm out of here.
She knows mom brings out that sandal, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
The sandal.
Great. Yes.
We call it the chunkla. My mom has never hit the dog with it, never. But that dog, she knows that it. She's in trouble if she brings out the chunkla. It's so
funny. That's great. Emery, I've seen so many videos of that, and it's usually, you know, like 17-year-old boys, you know, talking about their mom when she brings out that sandal. They're so funny. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good day. Between the penguin and the elephant, I don't know which one's funnier.
I'm fixated on the sandal. I didn't know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. That's a disciplinary action in the Hispanic heritage.
That sandal comes out, man.
I love it. My mom had the wooden spoon. Your mom has the sandal. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. You have to know this about my partner, Tammy, who I love. I've been with her for 25 years now. Longest relationship of my life, Tammy. By the way, good
That's
for you.
That's pretty wild.
You've kept me around this long. I don't know what is up with you. Tammy is convinced she's going to win the lottery.
Someday I'll win a jackpot, yes.
She even has a plan of attack when it happens. I'm not even joking about any of this.
Well, this story was fascinating to me because there were two tickets sold in Encino, California for a jackpot that was $395 million. The odd part about this is both tickets were purchased at the same gas station. That's pretty wild, right? That two winning tickets in one place. Well, here's the interesting part of this. The man who presented the first winning ticket, who got half of the jackpot, $197.5 million, he says he bought the second ticket and lost it. And he is now suing California to get that money.
What?
Yes. So one day before the deadline, he put in a lawsuit for the state of California, arguing he's entitled to the full jackpot because he bought both tickets, saying he used the same number for 30 years and lost one of the tickets. And even though he can't produce it, he should get both halves. Well, dude, you're not going to win. Right in the rules of the lottery, it says you have to present the ticket. But what does make sense sense to me is that he may have purchased that second ticket. Why would you buy two tickets with the same numbers?
Yeah.
Right? Well, in case there's multiple winners. I thought it was kind of dumb. Maybe he was planning on giving one to somebody. I don't know.
How does he think he's going to be able to get this back? Really? Oh, just trust me? Mm-hmm. I bought the other ticket. Sorry.
Yes.
I mean, how does he...
Ben, by the way...
Why would this lawsuit even be filed?
Well, and here's the thing. Why didn't you say that in the beginning? When you brought your first winning ticket, say, I bought two of the exact same numbers. Why didn't you say it then? I would have done that. Had I done that, I would have said, here's one. I don't know where my other one is.
Right.
Because then you could have went and looked, maybe could have proven it.
But
would you
have chalked it up to being a knucklehead and losing the ticket? Or would you sue?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't sue because I can't. Well, you can't win
no
this.
There's no way he can win.
No
Who's
way.
Advising
no
him
way.
With this? Well, Tammy, you need to be a lottery advisor. I'm not even joking.
No.
I'm not even joking.
I don't want to because of stupid people like this.
You have it down to a T. You have every aspect figured out. You even have a lawyer figured out for when you win. I'm not joking about any of this.
I know.
Have a lawyer picked out for when you win the lottery. So they can help you with situations like this.
You got to have the right people surrounding you. Right lawyer, right
but
financial planner, everything.
For that?
Better to be prepared than this dork, right? He's not going to win that lawsuit.
You prepare for a natural disaster. You prepare for what happens after you pass.
I have those.
This whole situation blows me away. 833-287-1037. I mean, she got a lottery plan planned. She's already beaten you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. But let's see. Either way, you're going to go see Keith Urban. 833-287-1037. Call right now. Get on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Santee. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Good morning.
Tony sounds so fun. Do me a favor, Tony. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Tony, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Just one rule, really, and not even a rule. Just all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Tony, which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Cupid.
Caitlin Clark shared details about the personal note that she received from Taylor Swift after attending a recent concert. It included an invite to join Taylor at a Chiefs football game to watch her boyfriend Travis Kelce play. What sport does Caitlin Clark play?
Basketball.
Beyonce and Jay-Z recently stepped out for the red carpet premiere with their eldest daughter, who co-stars with her mom in the upcoming release of Mufasa, the prequel to The Lion King. What is their daughter's name?
Blue Ivy.
Frank Sinatra would have been 109 this past weekend. Frank, one of the best singers in history, also a member of the Rat Pack. What nickname was Sinatra often referred to?
Old Blue Eyes.
And finally, for the first time in 30 years, 5 of the original McAllister kids from Home Alone reunited for an appearance ahead of the holidays. In the movie, what is the nickname of the robbers?
That one, I don't know. I don't know that one.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. Tony, is your name short for Antonia?
It is not. It is just Tony, T-O-N-I. That's it.
There used to be a band in the 80s named Tony, 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 T-O-N-I.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah?
People refer to me to that all the time.
Crazy. All right. Tammy, Tony, Tony, Tony did 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
really
nice job.
Good
nice
job today. Tammy, which one is Santa's reindeer? Has the same name as another holiday mascot.
Rudolph.
No, wrong. The name of the reindeer that has the same name as another holiday mascot would be Cupid for Valentine's Day.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Well, Tony got that, so it's 1-0. Tony. Hey, Tam, you got to get all these right now. Every one of them to tie Tony, or else Tony wins $100. Should we stop now? Just give her the hundo?
No.
No? Okay. Thought you'd say that. Caitlin Clark shared details about the personal note she received from Taylor Swift after attending a recent concert. What sport does Caitlin play?
Basketball.
Extra credit. Anyone know what team she plays for in the WNBA?
Is it Cleveland?
It's not Cleveland. How about you, Tony?
Ohio?
I was going to say the Liberty, but that's not correct.
The Indiana Fever.
Oh, Indiana.
Okay. All right, it's now 2-1 for Tony. Beyonce and Jay-Z recently stepped out for the red carpet premiere with their eldest daughter, who co-stars with her mom in the upcoming release of Mufasa, the prequel to The Lion King. What's their daughter's name?
Blue Ivy.
That is right. 3-2, Tony. Frank Sinatra would have been 109 over the weekend. He's also a member of the Rat Pack, in addition to being one of the best singers ever. What name was Sinatra often referred to?
Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes. Little known fact about John, the young John. I actually saw Frank Sinatra live in concert.
So incredible.
Right?
I'm so jealous.
I know. I'm so happy I did it. By the way, this might explain why I'm not married anymore. I bought it for my then girlfriend, future wife, for a Christmas present for her. Oh. Yeah. Mm. That. I mean, we had fun, but
right, yeah.
Pretty sure she would have liked a nice sweater or maybe something more female-based. But either way, I saw Sinatra, and it's now 4-3. Tony, Tammy, to remind you, yep. You have to get this right, or Tony wins. For the first time in 30 years, 5 of the original McAllister kids from Home Alone reunited for appearance ahead of the holidays. In that movie, what do the robbers Harry and Marv call themselves?
The Wet Bandits.
Ah, the Wet Bandits is right. Forcing a tie. Tony, she always does that. She gives you a hope, and then she rips it out from underneath you. All right, no money today from Tammy because of a tie, but we got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Keith Urban, his High and Alive World Tour on July 26th at the Intuit Dome.
Woohoo! Yes, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Tony, have a wonderful day today. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you. Happy holidays, you guys.
Happy holidays.
Good news, bad news, Tammy.
Okay.
Good news is that we're going to be speaking to my mom, Bonnie.
Yes.
Church lady. Bad news is this is our final ball talk with Bonnie of the year. No. I know. So?
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, another fantasy football season, regular season, has come and gone. Are you sad that it's over for you?
I am eliminated officially. Yes, I am sad. Very sad.
The regular fantasy football season is over, and the playoffs begin for most of the leagues. And Mom, unfortunately, finished in a tie for last place. Not by yourself. You didn't have the worst record, Mom. I believe your granddaughter, my niece Madeline, and her boyfriend Trevor also finished 5-9. But here's the good news. I'm not sure you heard this, but it was just released. You were named Most Improved Team.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Who named me that?
Me? But who cares? It doesn't matter who. Mom, you had one win a month ago, and you caught fire. You made all the right moves. You did what our Chicago Bears can't do. You improved throughout a season. You didn't get here. I'm sorry.
Oops.
I'm sorry. I know.
I'm right to your mama, too.
I know. But you should hear Mom when she catches fire. She is.
Never mind. Yes.
It's only me. Congratulations.
Yay, most improved.
You got to
make her a ribbon.
What are your plans for your squad next year, besides not finishing in last place?
I have no idea. I have to do something different in the draft, but that doesn't really help, does it, when everybody gets injured? Well,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it's time you sit next to your son again during the draft.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's all right. But thank you for all the advice this year, I have to say.
Oh, wow, man.
Everyone's been very kind.
Leave it to Mom to totally just nail me and then cover it up with a nice compliment.
Yeah.
I would never sit next to you, but thank you for all your advice, son. All right. Well, Mom, I'm sorry that you're not be moving. I don't even know how I made the playoffs, but I did. So I will represent our family's name, as I believe Gina also did not make the playoffs. So I'm the only one left of the immediate family.
I know. Beware. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think you have a chance?
Everyone's got a chance in the playoffs, Mom.
Okay. Well, lots of luck.
Mom, great job this year. Can we all agree? You really brought it.
Most improved team, and you brought it every time we talk to you. Giving some love to John, and in the meantime, also giving him a little dig, too. I love it.
Well, we did have a great year, and congratulations on that St. Jude's work. Holy cow. Oh, good for you.
Thanks, thank you, Mom. Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
all right. I love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye, everybody.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, what did you say after?
Go Bears.
Go Bears. That's hilarious. All right.
Another loser.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Here's the deal, Tim. My mom, despite the fact that she's in the consolation bracket, will be losing sleep over still setting her lineup. Oh, Johnny, well, I got this tight end. She just loves playing fantasy football. Like, it's so bizarre. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. So crazy out right now as I look out our window, the sixth floor of our building here at Granite Ridge Drive. There's a little Christmas holiday get-together going outside.
Yeah, there's four big buildings here in this complex, and every once in a while they do something special like this. And I think we have a new coffee shop here in the complex. So they have all the coffee out there, and then they brought out, looks like, fruit and pastries and stuff. There's music playing. It's a fun little thing.
Back to this new... What are you talking about, this new coffee shop?
That's what I think
where the cafe used to be?
Right. We'll find out when we go down and check it out. But I think that we might actually finally have another little place to get some good coffee.
Yeah, we used to have a little mini restaurant here, and then during COVID, it went away and has never come back. Right. And I for one, missed that. They had great, great salads.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little holiday party. I love that. I'm so in the Christmas mood. I don't even know who I am anymore. This is so not me.
I love this.
I told you guys to get me through things. I want to recognize Thanksgiving for what it is, my personal favorite holiday.
Okay.
And I told you I would spring into the Christmas spirit when I got back, and you guys didn't believe me.
Well,
tell me why you didn't believe me. Honestly. Here we go.
Past history, maybe? I don't know.
Jessica, how about you? Oh, Jessica, she's omitting herself from this conversation.
Away, okay, but I'm very pleased with how in the holiday spirit you are, John.
Would you like to see another video of my tree? I've sent you five so far. Different angles, different times of day.
We have plenty.
I actually ordered a fancy new tree waterer yesterday.
Well, good. I don't understand why it's so funny.
It's so stupid that I'm so excited for my tree waterer to get here. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
A piece of plastic your tree I pour water into.
Your tree will never dry out. And that's a good thing. Great is coming in next with the chance for you to get tickets to Boots in the Park at 12:20 with the Lunchtime Link. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.